As we do on a Wednesday, we catch up with Annetta from Consumer Protections, who's on the line with me right now. Annetta, good morning.
Good morning.
Good to have you on the show once again. A couple of things that we want to cover. The first one, there was a bit of talk about this late last week where there's some new standards for quad bikes. See, a lot of the farming areas have quad bikes. There's a lot of places around the southwest that have these. This is really important information that they need to get across, isn't it?
It is, yes. We know a lot of people are using quad bikes and that there are significant issues with the number of fatalities and accidents that happen with them. So in response to the continuing deaths and injuries associated with their use, the ACCC was asked to conduct an inquiry into quad bike safety. So what they've looked at now is a decision to improve the safety of quad bikes, and there's a new safety standard that's been introduced. It has three elements. So one, they improve the information for potential purchasers so people know about the degree of slope at which they will start to overturn. So within 12 months, all new quad bikes will need to have that information fixed to them. Mm-hmm. Then there's also enhanced quad bike stability. So within 24 months, all new quad bikes will need to have minimum standards for stability on slopes. And it will require that they have an operator protection device or rollover bar. So that's the third element to it. So that's to reduce the risk of serious crush injuries and deaths in the event of a rollover. That's because...
I was just going to say, you mentioned injuries and deaths. I was just reading just a short time ago. The amount of fatalities that have happened since around 2011 is quite staggering. I think we've had over 120 deaths from people using quad bikes. It's just about, obviously, it's a lot to do with training, but a lot about just making sure that the right people are using them, but that you have the right protections.
Definitely. And we know around 60% of quad bike fatalities are caused by rollovers.
Yeah.
And the operator dies from asphyxia in around half of these. So research is indicating that about 50% of those operators would have survived the crash if they hadn't been crushed or pinned by the quad bike. So it's a really important step in improving the safety of quad bikes. And that's right across the board. So through farmers, manufacturers and retailers, we're hoping that everyone will implement the standard. And also, really, there are other safety measures, such as the use of helmets and protective clothing, prohibiting children from riding adult-sized quad bikes. And also, there's a continuation of the rebate scheme to encourage people to fit those rollover protection devices to quad bikes that are currently in use.
So those new rules, they've just been enforced or they've just come into effect. So if you're not sure on anything, get in contact with Consumer Protection. They can lead you down the right path. Now, speaking of Consumer Protection and the wonderful work that goes on, the nominees are open right now for the Consumer Protection Awards.
They are. So we're hunting for people who've contributed to raise community awareness about consumer rights. So that might be an advocate, an educator, an organisation. There's four different categories of awards. The nominations are now open. Last year, they were won by a consumer researcher, a community legal centre, a family lobbying for toppling furniture laws, and an ABC reporter. So we're just encouraging everyone to think about who deserves some public recognition and put their names forward. The nominations close on Friday, the 29th of November, and the winners will be announced at a luncheon on the 18th of March, 2020.
Right, I'm going to find that website. We're going to beat the ABC. We're going to get Alan Triple M. He's going to win the award this year for the media. We're going to make it happen. No, but in all seriousness, it's a great award to make sure you look out for. Search Consumer Protection Awards. You can go to the commerce.wa.gov.au website and you can find out details there as well. If you want to know more, 29th of November, as Annetta said, is the closure of the nominees for that. Annetta, great to catch up with you. Thank you very much for your time. We'll chat again next week.
Thank you.